Research in Zambia has shown that the policy of boiling water to make it safe to drink is flawed. Scientists from the University of Otago in New Zealand and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine have found that any disinfection done by boiling water is easily undone if you leave it standing in unhygienic containers. I got the details from Rebecca Psutka at her poster on this research at the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene Conference in Philadelphia.
What we did was a field trial in Zambia in 2010, and instead of doing an intervention trial, we actually looked at how boiling was being practiced currently in the household in a peri-urban region of Zambia.
So how commonly do people boil water as a means of sterilizing it rather than filtering it or using some kind of treatment?
Well, it varies throughout the world, but in Zambia it's probably 20 or 30% boil their water. Very few filter or treat in other ways. In the area I was in, it does vary though.
And what did you do in the study?
So what we did was we recruited households where women reported that they always or almost always boiled their water. We then tested the water samples that they would drink right now and their source water to compare water that had been boiled and then stored in the household versus water that came out of the sources in the population.
Wells and things like this.
Yeah, so there were a number of standpipe, borehole standpipe systems and wells, mostly unimproved open wells, and a couple people got their water from rivers. And so we compared the water from the rivers and wells and the other sources to the water that people would drink in the household. And we found that quite often, and actually it was statistically significantly more often, the water was more contaminated in the household after boiling than in the source water.
Now, that was not because boiling made it contaminated. It was because of something else.
Absolutely. There's no question that getting water hot, even up to 70 degrees, is good enough to kill all the bacteria, viruses, and protozoans in the water. The problem is, what do people do after they boil their water? Where do they store it? And in this setting, most people were storing their water in open containers. They were transferring freshly boiled water with contaminated glasses and hands and kitchen utensils. And this infected the freshly boiled water with much more contamination than that was already there. So it's really a hygiene issue of what do people do with their freshly boiled water.
What are your recommendations coming out of that about what people should be doing to get safe drinking water?
Well, we would obviously like to field test this, and there are some trials in Zambia going on right now with Joe Brown, who's a London School person as well, but we think that safe storage options, a method of keeping clean water clean, where they have a small tap or a spigot at the bottom of a vessel that would prevent people from touching or recontaminating their water, would probably be a good method of keeping that water clean in the household level. Also, residual disinfecting for those vessels. So a chlorine or other type solution would be a good option probably in this setting.
Would you still include boiling though, or would you advise people to use some other kind of disinfection?
Well, it depends. Our study did show that boiling was quite expensive. It cost people about 5 to 7% of their household income, which is a lot of money on an ineffective practice. There may be other options. Maybe filtration would be cheaper on a per liter basis for the households. It would depend actually on the source of the water. So some of the households were getting quite clean water from the boreholes, but this actually does change throughout the seasons. And we were in the dry season, which is known to be the less contaminated season. So I don't know if I could recommend not boiling at this stage, because I would be loath to recommend that somebody keeps their water contaminated in their household, especially with women and children and women who may be pregnant and have reduced immunity and a high prevalence of AIDS, which means that even a small amount of contamination can be worse for somebody like that.
But nevertheless, people do need to be aware that they can contaminate their water very easily if they're not careful.
Yes, I agree that awareness did not exist, and that should be raised in this community. And I think promotion of safe storage containers would raise that awareness.
So what's your brief bottom line practical message coming out of this?
If you are going to put the effort into treating your water in the household, you should also make sure that you're keeping your clean water clean, and that NGOs and governments practicing in the area should not promote water treatment in the household without realizing that it's very easy to recontaminate filtered water, boiled water, soda water, any water without residual disinfecting.
Rebecca Psutka, who researches infectious disease epidemiology at the University of Otago in New Zealand. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.